Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Today, we're going to be speaking to some of the members of the group Death Valley Dreams, not only about their musical journey, but what it's been like for them to share it with the world. They've released a new project, their self-titled EP. You guys will be hearing music from that here in just a moment, and we'll tell you how you can stay connected with the group, as well as support the music as well. Here is The Darker Years from Death Valley Dreams. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live right after this. That was The Darker Years from Death Valley Dreams right here on Conversations Live. As I said, today we're speaking to some of the members of the group. We have Nick joining us today to talk to us not only about the journey of the group, but what it's been like for him to see the response from the fans. Nick Colozzi, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Cyrus?
Hey, doing really good.
On the line too.
Oh,
yeah,
John. Hey, John, thanks a lot for being on with us. Well, you know, we just heard The Darker Years. We're going to be actually listening to a little bit later one of my favorite tracks on the project, and that is Take a Look at Yourself. I mean, Nick, what has it been like for you to see the response already to the music?
It's been great. You know, it's great to see that people are connecting with what we're doing. You know, it's like we set out the intention of this band kind of just to write some music that we love to play, you know, like, and with the intent to be honest and just not really worry about the whole business side of things and kind of just get back to playing like our first experience of joining that first band, you know? So I think to put that out and then to have, you know, the reviews we've been getting have been really positive and everyone seems to be connecting with it. So, I mean, that's a great feeling, you know, obviously.
Right.
Better than people been, you know, not liking it
or being neutral, which is even being neutral, that's even worse.
Right. John, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I think part of the reason why this works, and I got the EP myself through Amazon.com, and we'll remind people a little bit later how they can be able to get it even through your website, but the thing I think is because of the real connection that all of you have to music. Do you think because each of you feel so passionate about music, that is what comes out in every song?
Well, I think it's honesty. I don't think the approach to the whole thing is there's not really a preconception of what we're trying to do. There's no market share. It's like, we're going to hit this demographic. We don't wear suits. I mean, there's a funeral or something, but I had those shitty funeral pants. But anyway, it reminds me I have to get some. Or, you know, I don't think there's any preconception. We're doing it for the right reason. Our intent is correct.
And, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, touching on, like, what you said, being fans of music ourselves, you know, Johnny and I both come from, like, musical families where our dads played guitar in a rock band. And, you know, and I think we're working musicians, you know. That's how we make our money, too. You know, like, just if we're playing, even if it's playing an acoustic show at the corner bar or whatever, I mean, we're lifetime musicians, and that's, you know, I think that kind of comes across. It's a little more blue collar, I guess, probably a little bit of that kind of seeps in there, because I think that's, you know, music is kind of our tool, you know, of the trade, and it's our life as well too, but, you know, we're like the plumbers of rock and roll.
No pretension.
Right. Nick, to go along with that, I mean, I was curious, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, you all are recording a lot. I mean, you all are together, you know, writing, bringing music together. How did you decide what music would end up on the EP?
Well, this batch of songs is actually a batch that Johnny had started working on, and then he sent me some files, and I kind of, like, put them into, I guess, some kind of...
Listen, I've got my nightmare of here's 600 tracks.
It's a listenable order.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, and it seems to work really good, you know? And he gives me some files for that batch, was like that. And then we started listening to them, and we were like, you know, let's get together and let's, you know, try to jam this stuff as a band. And, you know,
we had no intention of becoming a band, really.
Yeah, in the beginning,
we're just
it was friends. Just kind of like, yeah, it was like, oh, I got these
what are you
songs
I'm
working on. And I'm
yeah.
like, I got these things I'm working on, you know, and we started like that, you know, and it was kind of, and then.
It wasn't a phone call where it was just like, hey, do you want to start a band? Let's get guys and hire guys. It was really more of just like, oh, man, I haven't talked to Nick, I want to see what he's up to. And I called, and then we had like a previous experience with the same individual, so we kind of connected on that because music was just going, it's, you know, we've both been doing it for a long time, and
right.
we always end up with project guys who, like, music's like a project, and it's kind of connected on the idea that, what are these projects? What are projects? Like, these are for architects. Like,
yeah.
I make, like, regardless of whether it was a market or anybody cared, I would still be making music all the time. So, like, we didn't say we're going to start a band. It was just like, oh, he's like, oh, we chose some vocals on some stuff. I'm like, oh, all right, cool, see how it sounds, see how it feels. So we did it, and then we sent it back, and I was just like, whoa, dude, this stuff, it sounds good. So it started sounding really good. So we're like, we should get together and jam for fun. And we got together and jammed for fun, and then we got asked to do a benefit concert, like a benefit show for somebody that was a friend of ours whose son was had cancer. So we like, I'm like, well, yeah, let's just do it with the band. So we played a show and everything felt right. So then
I guess we're a band, you know, like we just played a show. So I guess we're officially a band now. You know?
We officially got a Facebook. So we're a real band now.
Right. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's kind of how it went, you know, it was like, I think with that, you know, a lot of times too, you get involved in these projects. Like that's a difference between we're a band. We don't ever really call ourselves a project because I think, you know, those people like that, there's more they're shopping for record deals. You know, it's kind of like, let's get together and write some songs, and then we'll send them out to some people and see if people like them. And if they do, then we'll rehearse and then do all this stuff. And I think that's kind of a backwards approach to music in general. I think, you know, it should be about something you're feeling and something that you connect to. And then, you know, if other people do connect, then that's a bonus. You know, but I think just center it all around, you know, the
external as opposed to the internal, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
what John, you mentioned the Facebook, and I mean, there you already have over 1,300 that are staying connected with the experience. I was noticing when I was prepping for the segment some of the reviews that have been coming in, I mean, even from around the world. I mean, John, what has that felt like to hear from people around the world how they're feeling about the music that means so much to you all?
Terrifying. it's kind of terrifying because it's all, you know, I think any creative medium is kind of like an internal thing and everybody gets something out of it. I think the beauty of it, like with songwriting and things like that, is the interpretation of what other people get from it. It's not like the idea of singing a song about, you know, your dog or something like that. It's like country music and stuff like that, but my personal thought on it is like it should be something, if you can get people to get different things out of it, the more then you can get more people like, this song is about this, but somebody else could take it for something else. It's like the interpretation, and it's, you know, it's strange to hear people say, you know, what it means to them. It's, you know,
yeah, I mean, we're getting all kinds of different, you know, like we've had people say it sounds like Bowie and it sounds like Psychedelic Furs and it sounds like The Cure. And it's like, man, these are like really big, big people to compare us to as far as, you know, even if we in the same conversation, you know what I mean? Like, these are like heavily, heavily in, like big influences on the band.
Yeah. There's no intent on trying to recreate, you know, a classic Cure record or something like that. It's just,
I mean, that just kind of seeps through in the music, I think. It's not an imitation. It's more of an influence.
There you go. Yeah, what an amazing thing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with Nick and John of the group Death Valley Dreams. We heard earlier their single, The Darker Years, from their self-titled EP. We'll be finishing up with the single, Take a Look at Yourself. John, what can you tell us about that song and how it came about?
I think the basic premise is, I don't want to be like, oh, I was dealing with somebody or people at that time. I think the basic premise is just kind of looking for the answers, you know, out there. People blame everybody else for everything, and really everything just comes from, you know, comes from within. Take a look at yourself. You're just a reflection of what you see, really, or everything else that you see is just a reflection of your personality and your interpretation of it, I guess.
Right. Yeah, what an amazing thing, and definitely my favorite song of the EP. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, it is available through your favorite online retailer. Here is Take a Look at Yourself from Death Valley Dreams. We'll be back with our final moments with the group right after this. Stay with us. That was Take a Look at Yourself from Death Valley Dreams. We've been speaking with Nick and John from the group today. Make sure you all are heading over to your favorite online retailer, again, our friends are Amazon.com, and you can get the self-titled EP for yourself. Also, make sure you stay connected with the guys through their website at deathvalleydreams.com. They made it very easy for you. So, again, it's www.deathvalleydreams.com. From there, you can also find all of their social media and how to stay connected with them there, too. Nick, John, hello to you. Thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, likewise for the support.
Yeah, this is what makes it work. Our local radio station doesn't play our song, but you do.
Oh,
well. We don't give Clear Channel money or whoever owns it now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's definitely glad to be able to share great music with our audience, and I really enjoyed the EP myself. I bought it myself and definitely invite any of our listeners to be able to do the same thing. Again, everyone, deathvalleydreams.com is that website for you all to go to, and as I mentioned, their Facebook, but all their social media is right there on the website. And again, make sure you all are staying connected with the group to find out where they'll be performing, as well as, of course, to support them there, of course, by getting the project. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available through our social media networks, and the guys have already shared the link as well. So if you head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb, click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.